You're listening to Talking Credit Unions with Chris Smith. These podcasts aim to communicate topics of interest from the world of credit unions. And CFCFE are bringing about yet another conference following the success of the conferences they've had in the last couple of years. And I understand it's an online conference. And with me today, I've got Nick Money, a director from CFCFE. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Chris.
And I understand you've got a new conference coming up in March. Tell me about it, Nick.
Yep, it's on Monday the 29th of March. It's going to be online, a Zoom conference. We did a very successful conference entirely on Zoom in September last year, so we're reprising that. It'll sort of be an all-day, 10 till 3:30 kind of conference. And we've got a good range of speakers, but as usual, we're trying to, as we usually do, we're looking to maximise the amount of time that attendees can spend talking to each other about the issues and topics that we raise.
I enjoyed that part of the conference. It's funny, you know, the way in which all of us have kind of come to terms with seminars and conferences online, but yours in particular, with the fact that you put us into breakout groups, and they were really interesting, and I'm looking forward to that again. Are we doing that again?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have a decent amount of time, both in the morning and the afternoon, for everyone, participants, to join in conversations about the topics that our speakers will present to them. And we know that people value that opportunity. Obviously, in an ideal world, we would have the opportunity to do that over a cup of coffee and a biscuit in a hotel venue, but that's not available to us. But we can still find other ways of bringing people together. And it also means that we can have our mix of Irish and British credit unions, and probably there will be more of a mix, because it won't require one group of people to travel a couple of hundred miles to get there. So we have to look at the silver linings as well.
Nick, I see the headline reading off your website that it's towards new business models. Well, that seems to be a pretty general topic. Can you be a bit more specific?
Well, we're conscious of the sort of extraordinary year that 2020 was for society in general and credit unions as well. We're conscious of the challenges that the movements had that predate the pandemic, things like loan to asset ratios, which Ireland have been below 30% for some years now, and in Britain are still below 50%. And we know the WACU's healthy credit union target is 70 plus. So we know that we've got some challenges. We know that the pandemic presents an uncertain economic environment. We want to create a bit of space for credit unions to think about what that means in terms of their response. And this upcoming conference, we're going to spend the morning doing a bit of a review of the economic environment. Brian Corr, who's the head of credit union policy at the Department of Finance in Ireland, will take us through some thoughts on the economic outlook in particular for credit unions. And then he'll have a discussion with Chris Donald from the PRA, that many UK listeners will know, about business model. What do they think that this economic and market outlook means for the business model of credit unions? And then we'll have a chance for some discussion about that together. Then we're going to have a presentation on the connection between purpose and strategy. So, what is the target business model for a credit union? How does it match up to the purpose of the credit union? And Jeff Callender, who's a business consultant and an academic, who's been doing some great work with one of our member credit unions, is going to, I think, challenge us quite hard. So that's the morning.
I mean, some of the things that around this subject of observing what's happened in Ireland and what's happened in the United Kingdom is, from what I've seen, is that there are some credit unions that think, well, in these tough times of pandemics, pull the drawbridge up and stick to what we know well, and let's hope that we can weather this difficult period. And then there are other credit unions that say, well, this has taught us something, this pandemic. It's taught us, for instance, some saying that we can use technology more than we thought we could. There are some that are reaching out and maybe considering business models. So have we got this conflict here where there are some credit unions that say stick to your knitting in tough times versus those that feel that they should try harder and do something different?
I don't know if it's a conflict. I think it's a difference. And it may be that both those approaches are right if done properly, in the sense that there are some credit unions succeeding at the moment with relatively traditional models. And there are other credit unions that are really, really seeking to go digital. I think the important thing is that credit unions understand what they're about. What are we trying to achieve? How do we best maximize the well-being of our members? Who are our target members and how are we serving them? And if they start from that point, then I think that's an important foundation, and not to be led by perhaps sort of the immediate pressures arising from the P&L or the balance sheet. I mean, but I think we are all going to be, in the long run, we're all going to have to get to grips with, we're all going to have to digitize in some way. But how that manifests itself, I think is, there may well be a variety of outcomes. One of the things that that is a response that some credit unions are looking at is merger. And I know you've looked at this yourself, Chris, in previous podcasts. And one of the things we're going to look at in the afternoon is having a think about how merger can be done in a strategic way, what the pros and cons are. We're going to use the experience of several chief executives of credit unions who've done that, who've done mergers from a position of strength with the point of view, from the point of view of achieving some scale and capacity on behalf of their members. And we'll have a discussion session with them, give attendees the opportunity to pick their brains as well.
Very good. And I like you mentioned earlier, I'm not trying to double back on it, but the thing about credit unions actually thinking about what is their purpose in 2021. I know some credit unions are saying, well, we launched 30 years ago. Are we still sticking to what we said then? And just revisiting that purpose is really interesting. That could across all credit unions.
Absolutely. You know, the world is changing around us. Maybe some of the reasons that initiated the launch of the credit union, maybe our communities have changed and our communities need something different. You know, certainly the Irish credit union sector is an interesting example, a sector that arose in response to the lack of interest from the banks in ordinary working people, and experienced tremendous success by catering to ordinary working people who weren't being given access to savings and loans by anybody else. They did it themselves. Well, the mainstream market now offers savings and loans to ordinary working people. I mean, there are groups of people that the mainstream market doesn't get to, but for most people, the banks will offer you a product if you want one. They might not be very interested in you. They might be out to maximize their returns off you, and your well-being is not their priority. But that's slightly separate from, they may have a product that suits your need at this point in time. And therefore, how do we as a credit union sector respond to that? What's our point? It's not just to put something there that wasn't there before, because that thing's there. So we've got to have something else that we bring to that thing. I think it is for all, you know, it's a challenge for all credit unions to remind themselves what their purpose is and ensure that they're aiming towards it.
And I think what I've been finding looking into this area of purpose is that we are being compared with other suppliers now. There are other people on our turf, particularly employee credit unions, where there are suppliers now that will supply to the very same employers that we have served in the past. And there comes a time where HR people or chief executives of various employeeships is going to be comparing the credit union with a new offer from a new entrant. And it's at that time where we need to show the difference between credit unions and others. Sorry, I'm doing a little speech now. So I'm really chuffed that your conference is going to have that part of it. Anything else on the menu that day?
I think I've covered it. The morning will be about the landscape and purpose. And the afternoon will be about merger. We're not promoting merger as such. We're just flagging the fact that there is some interest in it. The ABCL's got its strategic merger task force going. In Ireland, they've experienced some considerable amount of merger forced on them, actually, by the government. But also, there are some examples in Ireland, and we'll be talking to leaders who've been through it, of credit unions who've deliberately looked to merge as a business strategy. So that's just one way of addressing some of the business model questions.
And another thing, Nick, haven't you got a personal interest in this particular subject of new business models?
Business model is a strategic theme for CSCFE in 2021, and we hope to be producing a number of papers that relate to business models for credit unions. But yeah, I've just been accepted to start a PhD on business model, particularly business models for credit unions in Ireland. So hopefully in April, if all the paperwork gets sorted out, I shall be kicking off. And the PhD will really help me with my work with CSCFE, make it more rigorous, and introduce me to some new research techniques and opportunities.
And the best way to book into this is to go on the CFCFE website, I take it, and place your booking there?
Well, there's if you go to our homepage, there's a post about the conference, and that will take you through to, there's a link there, takes you through to Eventbrite, and we're on Eventbrite, or you can search on Eventbrite towards business models, and hopefully you'll find us.
How much does it cost, Nick?
It's free for members, and it's €180 for non-members.
All right. Well, Nick, well, thanks for being there for us, and look forward to seeing you on the day. And perhaps we might get a little interview with a couple of the participants and report back to people as to how we went on. Nick Money, thanks for being there.
Thanks, Chris.
And thanks again to Nick Money for bringing us up to speed on the latest credit union conference on the 29th of March this year from the CFCFE, which is Centre for Community Finance Europe. And their conference, if you go on the CFCFE website, you'll see the conference there. You just click through onto the booking form, and that takes place on Monday, the 29th of March. And it would be remiss of me not to mention the ABCL annual conference, the 2021 conference, which takes place on March the 10th. And I must say, it is a fantastic schedule they've got lined up, and it's a free conference if you're an ABCL member. I'm just flicking down the pages now. I've just signed up to make sure I'm there, and it looks like a great event. So there's two conferences for your diary. The first one is on March the 10th. The ABCL Annual Conference 2021 and the CFCFE Conference, which takes place on the 29th of March. You've been listening to Talking Credit Unions with Chris Smith. This is a not-for-profit podcast and my time is given freely. I'm constantly on the lookout for stories and topics of interest to credit unions, especially but not exclusively in the United Kingdom and Ireland. A contribution to my costs has been made by the Swoboda Centre, and I work with them for additional distribution and inspiration. Thanks for listening today, and if you wish to leave any feedback, please contact smithowls@gmail.com. That's smithowls, all one word, @gmail.com. Bye now.